Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on voice healing. We're going to be talking about voice healing and playing some recordings of Emmanuel. If you haven't heard him yet, he's an amazing, amazing voice healer. And our intention today is that we may take our power back and be able to heal others and heal ourselves. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things going on at the school. Last week we just had the Sound of Love concert. Oh my goodness, we raised the roof. It was really, really amazing. I had 350 people show up, and it was just really, really powerful. Some really powerful love vibrations. And I'll probably be doing another one in about 6 months. Some other things happening. First of all, we have our classes coming up this next semester. Our Sound Healing Certificate Program, which is the first semester of the Associate Degree Program, starts May 20th. That's here at the Institute. And that's a 3.5-month certificate program. You can do the same certificate program as intensives. We have the intensive starting June 9th. It goes June 9th to the 22nd. That's all day, 10 to 9:30 every day. And second one in August, from August 4th to the 16th. And August 4th, we are doing the first version. So if you missed the one on June 9th, you could do the one on August 4th and then do the rest of the classes online. You could do the rest of the classes online even if you just came out for 2 weeks in June. So each intensive is half of the intensive, or you could come for both of them. And there's still room, plenty of room in both of those, and you can even stay here at the Institute for only $100 for the whole time. We don't have any beds, but we have a floor. We have a floor, and we don't have any showers, but we have a YMCA close by. So, and it's only $4 for a shower. So if you can't afford to stay somewhere or don't have any friends, you can stay here. That's the Sound Healing Certificate, and on into the Associate Degree Program. The second semester will start in September. That's when the next semester starts as well. But also, we've got that whole program online. It's starting actually this Tuesday, May 14th, or May 28th. You could start online, and that's the full certificate that leads into the Associate Degree Program if you wanted to continue. And it works really well, as I've mentioned. It's really great. We do healing on each other. We do toning, chanting. All the lectures are just the same as if you were here anyway. So it's actually quite transformative. There's a lot of people that have really gone through major transformations. We've got a lot of great testimonials on the website for all of these classes, by the way. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Production Certificate starting May 20th. Or you can do in a 6-week intensive, June 23rd. And we set it up so that if you're out of state or out of the country, you could actually come in and do the intensive June 9th to the 22nd of the Sound Healing Program, and then do the audio production program in between while you're waiting to do the second half of the Sound Healing Program in August. So it's 6 weeks starting June 23rd and goes to about August 3rd. So it's in between the two Sound Healing intensives. We also have an online version on May 21st that works really well. We have the Pro Tools up on the screen, and you can hear everything we're mixing in real time. We can see your computer to see what you did, if you like. It works really great, and it's about, you know, really creating music productions with audio programs that touch us much deeper. We also have, some events coming up. We've got a Tibetan Bowl concert with Karma Moffat on Friday, June 22nd. That's just $20. It's amazing. Karma is just amazing. He's even got an echoplex that he puts the bowls through, and the whole room shakes and vibrates. It's really powerful, and it's so cool because it's all ancient natural instruments. And then the big thing we have happening is we just booked another Mount Shasta sound healing retreat at Stewart Hot Springs in Mount Shasta. Stewart Hot Springs has, I think, one of the most powerful healing waters anywhere. And it's beautiful. And then we're also planning on going up on the mountain right after the retreat and doing a meditation up there. It's the weekend of August 31st and September 1st. So forget Burning Man. Come to Mount Shasta. It's only $120, and lodging starts at around $25 a person. So it's really inexpensive. It's not that much. And it's, you know, there are light beings up there. There are light beings, and they love sound. So come and join us. We'll be vibrating. We'll also have, I haven't talked to her yet, but I'm sure she'll come over. That's Beverly. We're going to see if she can make it over again. She's got, you know, all the coolest alchemical bowls in the world, and she is the master of alchemical bowls. And so it should be really, really powerful. Again, we did it last December, and there was a lot of snow. This time we promise definitely no snow. Meantime, we've got the sound healing store humming now. We've got all kinds of stuff, every kind of sound healing instrument you can imagine. You can play the crystal bowls online. It's at Resonant Harmony SF, as in San Francisco, SF.com. Resonant Harmony SF.com. And that's, you can buy all the stuff online. We also have the stuff here, of course. All as well, we've got my new book that just came out, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, How to Use Sound Healing for Physical Healing, Mental Clarity, Emotional Healing, and Opening the Heart and Connecting to Spirit with Sound. We've got an online version that's cheaper, and we also have the interactive online version that has sounds and music that you can listen to that are examples of what I'm speaking about in the book, writing about. Okay? We also are doing our treatments here still as well. We have many treatments online. You can check that out. Check everything out at soundhealingcenter.com. And the email is david@soundhealingcenter.com. Phone number is 415-777-2486. 415-777-2486. And again, that website is soundhealingcenter.com. Cool. Well, an interesting thing has happened since we spoke last, or since I spoke last. We had a guy a few weeks ago call up, and he said, although we have to give a disclaimer because we do not, and he does not cure, but he says that he's got many, many people that he's worked on who have had cancer and no longer have it, even people with metastasized cancer. And he uses his voice. Now, we have testimonials, so we're legal. But, you know, of course, it's always the natural healing ability of the person that actually does the healing. Nobody heals anybody, really. Or you could just say it's spirit and source, just opening up that template of divine perfection from spirit and source that we come from that automatically does the healing. And so this guy, Emmanuel, he calls up and he says, I want to donate myself to your research. He saw our research project that we're doing called the GeneOM. That's GeneOM.com, GeneOM Project, where we're mapping out all the frequencies in the human body, every single frequency. He saw that online, and he said he wants to donate himself to research to see what frequencies using that are getting rid of cancer. Okay. And so we connected, and he started doing treatments on me, and some other students got interested. He did treatments, and then he started training people, and he's not even done training before. And one of our students He actually, who has been in the program about almost a year now, who's in the second semester, so he's pretty far along, and has actually already, you know, has the basics down big time. One of our students did some training with Emmanuel, and last week he said that he did a treatment on a guy with cancer. This is the student. He did a treatment on a guy with cancer, and the guy went to the hospital the next day, and the cancer was gone. So it's interesting. You know, it's a little scary. It's a little scary, I mean, to even say this. I mean, just mentioning any of this on, I mean, I'm afraid to put it on the website, you know, but just mentioning any of this, it's really, it's, you know, because, I mean, the pharmaceutical companies, you know, they don't want people cutting into their business, you know. And, of course, people, you know, I mean, there's the aspect that you know, we want to protect people from hoaxes as well, or from wasting their money on things. But I think this is the real deal. And it's interesting because, you know, ultimately it's really got me inspired to learn these techniques myself, also to incorporate them into the classes as well. So that ultimately, in the long run, or maybe over the next 10 or 20 years, everybody starts learning these techniques and can heal themselves and heal each other. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing? We teach these, we already teach voice healing, and I'm going to be talking about some of the techniques we do, and we're going to practice a little bit, and it's very powerful. But, you know, there's two types of voice healing. One is really basically what we've been teaching, where you simply set the intention of doing good, which, of course, we all do. We set our intention of helping the person. We then do an assessment tone up and down on the body, looking for where the sound is breaking up, and then we do sound on that person's body. And it's amazing what happens. They often feel better, pains go away, emotional issues clear up. I mean, it's amazing how powerful it is when you do voice healing on somebody. But really, it's not like we're doing, I don't even want to use the word, surgery. You know, my third eye is not open, right? I mean, occasionally I get glimpses, but I don't really see inside the body like a lot of psychics, like medical intuitives. I am not a medical intuitive. So we don't really teach how to, you know, see inside the body. But Emmanuel is a medical intuitive. He actually is able to see inside the body. And it was so funny, one of our other students just did their final paper on how to learn to be a medical intuitive. And, you know, I'd had thoughts about it, but it never really occurred to me. I thought people were kind of born with it. And after reading and getting the presentation from her on the how to be a medical intuitive, I got inspired. And then that's where it all unfolded, that ultimately this is where we're all headed. One day, I mean, maybe it'll be 100 years, maybe it'll only be 5, you know, the way things are going, but where we will all be able to heal each other and heal ourselves, and we will all have our third eye open. And so I'm really pretty excited, and it looks like Emmanuel's now, he's already teaching some online classes, and he wants to teach some classes here as well. It'll be in the advanced program, though, because this is not something you do lightly. You know, this is serious work. You know, you don't go inside the body and start doing work without really knowing what you're doing. This is very serious work. So he will be teaching something like this in the second semester. You could probably take the classes if just individually, but we'll have to, it'll be prerequisites. We'll have to interview people, I guess. So before I go any further, I want to go ahead and play a recording of Emmanuel. Now, I have to tell you, I've put on 3 international sound healing conferences. I know everybody in the field. I know, you know, Tom Kenyon was at one of the conferences. I know Jonathan Goldman's been at a lot of them. I mean, Jeffrey Thompson. I know all the main people in the field. Now, Tom Kenyon's got a very amazing voice, and there's a lot of other amazing voices. Emmanuel's voice, as you'll hear, is beyond, way beyond anything I've ever heard in this field. Probably the closest I've heard is, what's her name? She was going to come here. This woman from Australia. I can't think of her name right now. She has a really cool voice, but nothing like this. You know, when you listen to this voice, what you'll hear and what you should tune into is notice are the higher harmonics in his voice. Everybody, every sound, including the voice, has multiple frequencies in it. Whenever you make a sound, they're called harmonics. And every harmonic is actually a mathematical multiple of the main note that you're singing. That means it's if the main note happens to be A440, then the second harmonic is going to be 880. The third is going to be 1320. It's 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, and so forth, the main frequency of the main note. And so you'll hear some really amazing harmonics going on above Emmanuel's voice. These harmonics are, let me say, he's, Emmanuel in this recording, he's just doing a blessing, right? He's not actually doing a treatment on somebody in this recording. I've got many recordings of him doing treatments now, and we're going to compare them and see what organs he's working on and what he does, you know, and what the results are. So we are seriously planning on studying what he's doing to see if we can really teach it in more detail and even create technologies that might do this. So listen for these harmonics. There are no electronic effects at all on this recording. Well, there's a little bit of reverb, but that's just like the reverb, the sound of the room. But there's no effects on this recording. It's only his voice. And not only check it out and notice the harmonics, but feel the energy of this voice, Emmanuel. So we'll go ahead and play it now. Check it out. About 10 Treatments over the phone. In fact, most of the treatments he's done are over the phone. But when he does it live, he does it right on the back of your neck in full volume. Oh my God. Oh my God. Energy just flying through the system, just flying through your body. It's amazing. It's really amazing. It's really a kind, considerate human being, too. He's really, really looking just to help people and ultimately one day to actually even just do these treatments for free. It's really, really amazing. You know, as I mentioned, these treatments, this voice healing, that we teach voice healing here. And what we do is we talk about and practice with the voice for quite a while before we actually get into it. We have people make all different types of sounds and get to know what sounds, types of sounds, do different things to the body. For example, we know that high frequencies activate and low frequencies calm the body. We know that low frequencies actually have more physical power. And so they're really good for actually working on muscles that are tense or need some actual movement, and any bones as well. So low frequencies are better that way. Warm sounds, or what we call even harmonic sounds, are like much better for calming. And that's more the vowel ooh, ooh. Whereas the vowel E is more odd harmonics. It has more dissonance in it. And it's good for breaking up blockages and stuck energy and really moving energy, especially if someone is lethargic or is depressed. It's really good for moving energy. And that's more the vowel E. You can hear the difference between ooh. Or actually, go ahead and if you can do sound, go ahead and try it. Do an ooh, ooh, and then an E. E. Notice the E is a little more buzzy to it. E. Ooh. The hierarchy of calming to activating vowel sounds is ooh is the most calming. O is next. It's still more mostly calming. Ah. Ah is a good balance of odd and even harmonics. And then A is mostly activating. And then E is the most activating. We also have the vowel. It's not really a vowel, but it should be. And that's M. If you do a M out really loudly, then you get quite a buzz. It even tickles your lips or teeth. And if you do it softly, though, it's a warmer sound. Do it softly down in your chest. Then it's a very warm sound. There's other sounds like staccato sounds that are like ka, ka, pa, ta, or consonants as well versus vowels. Vowels tend to be more calming. The consonants, ka, pa, ta, those are good for breaking up stuck energy. But also there's the songs and music we sing. We can do overtone singing. And often use those to move up and down the chakras. I think of, because went up and down the harmonic structure, and I always imagined that the chakras are actually laid out based on the harmonic structure of sound that is found throughout nature. So also, there are nature sounds you can make. There's sound of wind, sound of ocean, sound of rivers. There's animal sounds you can make. There's a full range. I mean, you can use all the power animals' energy and use that energy to really create different effects in the body. You can also you can come up with songs. You know, sometimes actually I might get a song in my head that's a well-known song, and it's so funny because I'll sing the song, and then the person goes, "Oh my God, that's the song my mom sang to me." Or you just make up a song. It's like you're tuning in and finding their soul song, so to speak, to really resonate, again, to resonate that divine template of perfection into them. It's almost better to resonate that divine template of perfection instead of trying to actually do the surgery yourself. Now, possibly until you really get tuned in, because once you get really tuned in, you can only do really detailed work if you are in tune with that divine template of perfection, totally seeing it and in tune for that person. So there's also, let's see, other sounds like vibrato or tremolo, that create more rhythms, and each rhythm entrains the brain into different brainwave states. So we go through, in the classes, we go through all of these and play with them and see how they affect, talk about how they affect a person. But, you know, the truth is, once you learn all these techniques and exactly how all the different sounds the voice can make affect the body physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, the trick is to not think anymore, to just forget about it. Now, it's nice to learn these different sounds so that spirit has more avenues through which to speak through you. I mean, if you don't know overtone singing or how to do overtone singing, generally, not always, generally, spirit's not going to use overtone singing as it comes through you because you don't know how to do it. However, the reason I say not always, because I've seen a few situations where people just start doing overtone singing out of the blue and they never known how to do it. I remember that's how I learned to do overtone singing. I was doing a voice healing and all of a sudden it just started coming through my voice. It's like, whoa, how did I do that? It's very cool. So the trick is to get it out of the way, well, to practice with the voice and then let spirit come through. You know, it's kind of like some people say, oh, I don't want to learn music theory. I'll just be in my head. I don't want to be thinking about music. I just want it to channel it. I just want it to come through me. I want source to come through me. But the truth is, if you learn music theory and all the music, how music works, and all the different avenues, then it's like source has more avenues through which it can come through you. It can use those avenues and create flow through them. So that's the key. It's, you know, learn all these voice techniques, toning, chanting, overtone work, all types of things, and then get out of the way. Get out of the way. And let the voice come through you. So let me demonstrate here. I'll do a little bit of work on myself. Right now, my left shoulder is bothering me a little bit. It actually was better for a few weeks, but it's just over the last day it's been bothering me because I've been so busy and doing so much work. Just wonderful work. I mean, work that is very fulfilling, but still, I'm a little tired, right? So my shoulder, I think when you get a little tired, your kidneys or your adrenals get a little wiped out, and then the rest of the body doesn't work as well. Anyway, let me do a little bit of work on my shoulder, and then I'll have you guys, if you're in a place where you can make sound, do some work on yourself. So I'll demonstrate. So I'm simply going to tune in to my shoulder. Now, I can just get out of the way, you know, or I can also think of it as I'm tuning in to the sound that my shoulder wants me to make. The sound that my shoulder wants me to make. Okay? So, here's what I've come up with. My shoulder, I realized that it seems to come from a deeper emotional level that's affecting my kidneys and my adrenals. I think that's where it is coming from in me. Intuitively, that's what I get, so I'm going to go there now. Notice that when I was working on my shoulder, I was really trying to break up stuck energy. For some reason, that's what came out. I felt like I needed to break up stuck energy. Whereas when I went to my kidneys, I felt like I didn't want to break up the energy of my kidneys. I wanted to actually just create more harmony and more power in my kidneys. So it was like I was going to the frequency of the kidneys and the adrenals to really resonate them into more power and harmony, just to get them humming, get them working, get them doing what they do, you know, just giving them more energy. So that's the way I think what happened, what came through me. Talking to Emmanuel, he said that if people have a lot of blockages and stuck energy or emotional stuff, then what he does is actually will make some really intense sounds. You heard some of the intense sounds in the recording of him where he's like screaming really intense. And if somebody's got a lot of stuck energy, he will actually really be pretty intense. But then he says after that he makes really beautiful sounds and he harmonizes that part of the body. He's essentially looking for the resonant frequency that will harmonize that part of the body and bring it into alignment and bring it back into its own natural frequency. He does talk about harmonizing your main frequency, which we call the soul frequency or root frequency here. Different other people call it different things, and we've done I think a few radio shows on a person's soul frequency. And so so it varies. It's really about whether you're breaking up things or harmonizing things. So let's try this. So if you like, let's have you work on some area in your own body. So tune in to an area in your own body and set the intention to help it or heal it, or just bring it into harmony. If you have any guides you work with, you can call in those guides and ask them to help with this. If you have any light beings, you know, here's a really good one you can use. You can just call in Source and Spirit and have, you know, go direct to the big guy. Or you can just say, I ask that the being of light, or this, what does this call him? Being of light, the highest being of light, the one that is the very best in the entire universe at helping with what I have going on. Please show up and help me now, but only for my highest good. That way you get the best one. No use fooling around. Just go for the best one, right? Very cool. Right. And so now focus on your body. I'm going to go ahead and work on a different part of my body. Actually, what I'm going to do is harmonize while you're doing this. And try it. Just try it. Okay. Okay. So, again, we're in sacred space, so we're protected and being helped out here. Okay. Tune in and just let your voice make the sound that that part of the body wants you to make. Another technique you can do that's very simple is this. Bring love into your heart now. Bring love into your heart now. And now send that love to the part of the body that you're having a problem with a sound. I'll do it to my kidneys. Out that we're all working on, sure. And there's work to do to just resonate with higher frequencies of gratitude, compassion, love, joy, the frequency of your soul, and the frequency of Source. So you can work on breaking up energies or just resonating higher energies. Sometimes it's nice to break up energy or start resonating higher energies, get in the zone, break up the stuck energies, and then go back to resonating the higher energies again, and you often get quite a bit higher after you've broken up the stuck energies. So the trick is to do this more and more and more, basic stuff that seems so hard sometimes, so that we all get to a point where we can see inside the body and we can make the sounds perfectly that are needed and just heal. So we've got a song here called Enlightenment that I want to play. And just set your intention to become enlightened, so we can all help each other and help ourselves while we play this song. Enjoy. Here comes. place where we can heal ourselves and heal each other. And may the journey there be easy. So imagine being able to heal yourself and heal others. We get rid of the whole pharmaceutical business that is just screwing things up in so many ways. There's some good parts, but mostly screwing things up. And really get back to taking our power back. Imagine taking our power back and healing ourselves and others as we go on into the evening. Hold that energy. Hold it through the weekend, through the weeks ahead. The intention of taking our power back through months ahead, through years ahead, and then hopefully we won't have to hold it for lifetimes ahead because we'll have our power back to heal others and ourselves. Thanks and take care.